مبلغ for you is my prayer. مبلغ for you is my prayer. May you keep ascending success. Share success.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Beautify your gatherings by reciting Salat Durood upon me, because the Durood you recite upon me will be Noor for you on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habiballah. Today inshallah azza wa jal we will be discussing a great personality. That personality who was responsible for the conversion of approximately 9 million non-Muslims into Islam. He is none other than Khwaja Khwajagan, Khwaja Mu'inuddin Hassan Sanjari Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. We will discuss a little bit about the life of Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And we will also touch on when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala sends somebody or something for a particular mission, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grants that person or that thing, even if it may be an inanimate object. Allah grants that thing the knowledge and the power and ability to carry out whatever responsibility has been given to that person or thing. There was an extremely lush green orchard located in Sabzwar, a city of Iran. In the center of the city was a stream of crystal clear water flowing with a beautiful reservoir centered in the orchard, making it a luxurious landscape. The ruler of Sabzwar was also the owner of this orchard. He was a tyrant, ill-mannered, and a rude person. It was part of his routine that whenever he would visit this orchard, he would cause terrible noises and disruption and annoyances to the people whilst in the state of intoxication. One day, Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi happened to pass by this orchard. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi took a ghusl, took a ritual bath in that stream and began to perform 2 rakats, nafil salah. The guards informed him about the cruelty and severity of their ruler, thus expressing their fear. They requested him to leave, lest the ruler may harm him. Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated, Allah Azza wa Jal is my protector and custodian. In the meantime, the ruler of Sabzwar entered and headed towards the reservoir, only to find a mystic stranger, Sufi, at his place of luxury and pleasure. This threw him into a fit of rage, and before he could utter anything, the eminent Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi gave just one glance at him. He just looked at him, which changed his life forever. The ruler could not bear the manifestation of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's sight and fell unconscious. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi took a handful of water and sprinkled it over the ruler's face. The moment he regained consciousness, he immediately fell on his knees in front of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and wept bitterly and repented from his sins. He thereafter took bay'ah. He took allegiance on the hands of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. On the instruction of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he returned all the wealth to their real owners that were extorted from them due to his cruelty, and joined the blessed company of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi bestowed him with inner self blessings and virtues in a very short span of time. And also Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi blessed him with khilafah, spiritual succession, and then left that place. Nigahe wali mein wo ta'athir dekhi, nigahe wali mein wo ta'athir dekhi, badalti hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. My dear Islamic brothers, you have heard that how just the nazar, just the sight of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi changed the heart of the ruler, of the king of the time. Let us learn a few factual information about Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi before getting to the crux of the talk inshallah azza wa jal. Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was born in 537 Hijri, corresponding to 1142 AC, in a place called Sanjar, an area in Sistan or Sijistan in present-day Iran. The blessed name of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is Hassan. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is a Hassani and a Husayni Sayyid, meaning that he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's paternal, from his paternal and maternal side, the ancestry goes up to Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His most renowned titles are Mu'inuddin, Khwaja Gharib Nawaz, Sultanul Hind, Warisul Nabi, and Atai Rasul. And his blessed lineage is Sayyid Mu'inuddin Hassan bin Sayyid Ghiyasuddin Hassan bin Sayyid Najmuddin Tahir bin Sayyid Abdul Aziz. The respected father of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Sayyid Ghiyasuddin Hassan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was regarded amongst the wealthy and influential people of Sanjar. He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was exceedingly pious, and he was also endowed with miraculous powers. The honorable mother of Sayyidina Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha was also a woman of excellent character, who would remain engaged in the worship and devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we all know, that one of the titles of Khwaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is Atai Rasul. He was sent by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hindustan, to Ajmer Sharif, to go and propagate Islam. So he was sent. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends someone for a particular mission, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person the ability, the knowledge, and the power to fulfill that mission. Let us look at the Holy Quran. We all know Surah Fil. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ. Now when we read this surah, we come across an interesting word. The word is أَرْسَلَ. The word is أَرْسَلَ. To send. When this word أَرْسَلَ is used, then أَرْسَلَ is not just used without authority, without ability, without power. In this surah, remember that the king Abraha, with his army of elephants, went to attack Ka'batullah, went to attack the house of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent little birds called Ababil. These Ababil, Mufassirun Ikram say, that these Ababil, they're very tiny. As you know, Ababils are very tiny. And can you imagine how small the beak is? Can you imagine how small the claws are? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them such ability that in the place of Muzdalifah, those of you that have gone for Hajj, that is where they picked up the pebbles. Inscribed on every pebble was the name of the soldier that bird was to attack. And each bird took, you cannot call it a stone, it was like small little pebbles, baby. Took these pebbles into its two claws and one in the beak, one in the mouth, and one and two in the claws. And with these three little pebbles, the birds attacked an army of soldiers and elephants. These elephants had soldiers on them, and they were also foot soldiers. The birds knew who to attack. The birds knew from where to throw the pebbles, the trajectory that it has to throw that pebble from. And it is said that when the pebbles hit the head of the soldier riding the elephant, the pebbles hit the head of the soldier, it went right through the soldier, right through the elephant. And the word used here, فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَعَصْفٍ مَأْكُولٍ, so he made them like the leftover devoured leaves of farms. You know when an animal chews grass or leaves or whatever it is, what is made, you know, if you, those of you who have made qurbani, maybe you have slaughtered a cow, for example, and sometimes if the cow has just recently eaten something, when you open up the stomach, you'll see that stringy type of cud. That is how, in other words, in our language, we'll say they were, mincemeat was made out of them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Fil, O dear Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did you not see how did your Lord deal with the people of the elephant? Did he not put their scheme into ruin and send wa arsala? The word arsala is used here. Wa arsala alayhim tayran ababil, and send flocks of birds upon them, which hit them with stones of baked clay. So he made them like the leftover devoured leaves of farms. Tarjumai Kanzul Iman. So my dear Islamic brothers, the point is this, that the word arsala is used. That Allah sent them. First they were ordinary birds. But when Allah sent them, then they knew exactly which pebbles to pick, which soldiers to attack. They could see the inscription on every little pebble. They knew from which height to throw the stones so that it lands on the head of the soldier. They knew the trajectory, the wind speed. And that knowledge was granted to them by whom? By Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because they were sent by Allah to accomplish a certain mission, then Allah instilled in ordinary Ababils such sense that they could read the inscription on the stones, and they could pick up those little pebbles, those little stones, and they could throw it from a certain height, from a certain trajectory, that it will hit exactly on the head of that soldier. And those became, before this, we never heard of airstrikes. In those days, it used to be, foot soldiers used to battle against each other. But here was the first airstrike in history. And the airstrike, these little pebbles were like atomic bombs. Little pebbles, they almost exploded these soldiers and these elephants. But that power was given to these birds. Why? Because they were sent by Allah. So Allah granted them knowledge. And Allah granted them the ability to fulfill the mission that they were sent for. Allah granted them that taqat and that power to do so. The word Rasul comes from this root word. So messengers are sent to us. So when a messenger is sent, then Allah grants them that knowledge and ability as well. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent by Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sent by Allah. A villager comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says that, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you claim to be the messenger of Allah, then there is a tree there. Tell that tree to come to you. Tell the tree to come to you. Now we all know that trees have their roots deep into the ground. Trees cannot walk. Naturally, they cannot walk. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the villager that you go and tell the tree that I am calling it. You go and tell the tree that I am calling. Now Allah sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends this villager. But now the ta'athir has to be such that the tree will be able to understand the language of the villager and also follow the instruction of the villager. Because the command is now not coming from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although it is related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the command is not coming directly from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The command is coming from the villager. So the villager goes to the tree and says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is calling you. And the tree shakes, moves from one side to the other side, and lifts all its roots out of the ground and walks towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and prostrates in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remember that sajdah ta'zeem is allowed for animals, trees, even inanimate objects, and in previous ummats. Sajda ta'zeem, sajda of respect, was allowed. Like when the angels made the sajda of respect to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam and his sons and wife made sajda to Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, that was known as sajda ta'zeem. But in the sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, this sajda has been made haram by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So the tree made sajda in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, the tree went back to its position and its roots went back to that very same position that it was in before. But my point here to you, my dear Islamic brothers, Allah sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the messenger of Allah, so he's sent by Allah. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends the villager, who at that point in time did not have the wealth of Iman. Afterwards, he accepted Islam. But at that point of time, he did not have the wealth of Iman. That villager went and spoke to a tree, and the tree followed the instruction of that villager. Now we come to our topic, Khwaja Mu'inuddin Hassan Sanjari Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi. Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, when he got to Ajmer Sharif, and him and his murideen, they were making ghusl and wudu to perform salah. in Anasagar. Anasagar is a huge lake in Ajmer Sharif. And it was a very sacred water. And the people there block Khwaja Sahib Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali from taking water from Anasagar. Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali sends his Khalifa, go and tell Anasagar that I am calling it. He goes with a small little container. Small little container. And the entire Anasagar comes into this container of Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sent by Allah. Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali was sent by Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the point here is he was not just sent without authority, without ikhtiyar. He was not just sent without power and ability. He was sent with such ikhtiyar, with such authority, that when he called inanimate objects to come towards him, then that inanimate object came towards Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala. And the entire lake of Anasagar was bone dry to this extent that an apology had to come to Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali for the lake to be filled again. Some narrators even say that even the wells that were there, they all joined up in Anasagar and went into the container. The wells were even dry. There was no water at all in that area. And only when Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri Rahmatullahi, one small container, when he ordered for it to be put back, it filled up. And those of you who have been to Ajmer Sharif and have seen what Anasagar looks like, you'll know the volume of water that we are talking about. It's not just a small little lake. It's huge in size. Huge, absolutely. You need people travel on it by boats. Such was the authority that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. Allah azza wa jal sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi to Ajmer Sharif to propagate Islam. And Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi propagated Islam to such an extent that 9 million non-Muslims accepted Islam. We, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, alhamdulillah, we are lovers of Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We celebrate his Urs Sharif. We distribute langar in the name of Khwaja Mu'inuddin Chisti Ajmeri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But what we are lacking is the jazba to propagate Islam. When we feed our own people. We distribute alms amongst our people. But we do not take the message of Islam to those who have not received the message of Islam. Khwaja Sahib's mission, yes, we talk about his karamat. And we are totally amazed about his karamat. And there are many karamat of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And those in Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi alayhi writes that the Mazar Sharif of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is a place of mustajab where du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who have been, they have experienced it. But when we go to the Mazar Sharif of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, we just come back with materialistic things. Because we ask, Ya Khwaja Sahib, please, my business is not doing so well. Your work may be done. But what about the jazba to propagate Islam that he had in his heart? 9 million, can you imagine? Would you and I, who hail from the Indian subcontinent, would we have been here today as Muslims in this masjid, performing Jum'ah Salah, had it not been for the efforts of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? So what about those millions of people in South Africa, those native people who may not have received the message of Islam? Who is going to propagate Islam to them? Surely, If we claim to be true lovers of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the jazba to invite people to the deen of Islam should be in our hearts as well. We cannot be that selfish that we only use the name of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz to fill our own pockets. We only use his name to fill our pockets and to maybe feed a few people, and we've done great service to his cause. What was his cause? His cause was not just to feed people. Feeding people was just a means to an end. His real mission was to propagate Islam, to do da'wah. That was his mission, not just to feed people. We forgot the mission. We're only using the means, but there's no end in mind. So we need to start adopting the practices of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and utilize the tools. We may not be able to bring an entire river or dam or lake into a small container. We may not be able to make idols read the kalima. We may not be able to do some of the karamat that Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had done in his lifetime, but we are able to give the message of Islam. We are able. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ballighu anni walau ayah." Deliver on my behalf, even if it is a single verse, even if it is a single law of Sharia, even if it is a single message, deliver it on my behalf. So we are all what we would call muballighin. We are muballighs. Who made us a muballigh? Our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Ballighu anni." Deliver on my behalf. Now when we're delivering, we become muballighs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us get the jazba to spread the deen of Islam, the jazba to take the message to the masses who have not, some may have received the message and some may have some misconceptions about Islam. What effort have we made to clear those misconceptions? And the best, you know, Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, his akhlaq, his character was already an attraction to Islam. His khawf-e khuda, his fear of Allah, his ibadat and his riyazat, his struggle in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these great awliya-i kamilin, their service to deen was accompanied by great worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were drowned in the love of Allah. And that is how they managed to achieve such great heights. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills in our hearts the love for Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and also the love for the mission of Khwaja Ghareeb Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, so that we may take the message of Islam throughout the world, through the four corners of the world, and may we make an effort. Hidayat comes from Allah, but may we make an effort to give the message to every single human being that is on the face of this earth. Ameen bi jahi an-nabiy al-ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.